This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Celebrating the progress made in the last 9 years and charting a course for the future, that was the purpose of a recent gathering entitled Vision 2025, The Future of Pride, at Halliburton's Pinestone Inn. Members of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community, allies, and even municipal government officials came together to discuss how to build greater awareness, break down barriers, and create a more inclusive environment across the county. Canoe FM attended the event and spoke with both organizers and participants eager to expand Minden Pride to be a year-long series of engagement opportunities throughout Halliburton County. One of the most significant outcomes of the event was a name change from Minden Pride to Pride in the Highlands, which reflects the 2SLGBTQIA+ in all corners of the county. President Alan Guinan explains.
So we have decided from an identity perspective that we're going to change the identity to become Pride in the Highlands. So the idea is that we're trying to embrace all of the county, all of the municipalities, and feel that everyone is inclusive within that. I mean, Minden has been so incredibly important to us and so supportive to us for the last 10 years, but we're really trying to expand this now into a further reach. So that's really our big thing. So that's a new identity, that's new graphics, that's a new website. There's a lot going on. I first got involved in 2019, and even then I was so shocked at the kind of support that we were receiving, and since then it's really only grown. I mean, you know, COVID kind of got in the way, but then we moved forward, and we have so many organizations, so many local businesses that are so supportive, you know, the different levels of government, the press, everyone is so behind it, because you know what, I think Pride is, it's not about just supporting members of the 2SLGBTQ+ community. It's about a message of we want to be inclusive. We want to, diversity is important to community, you know, in general for everyone. So that's, I think people really get behind that message that, you know, we want people to be comfortable living here. We want to attract people to come to the county, you know, to vacation, to live, etc., etc. So I feel like we've become sort of this beacon, this pillar for representing that. And that's why we're so excited to see kind of the turnout we have today and the amount of engagement, which is wonderful.
David Thayers and his partner Fernando have lived in Kinmount for 10 years. They came to the Vision 2025 event to share their ideas on how to support the 2SLGBTQIA+ community plagued by a lack of understanding and intolerance.
Well, I think it's very important that everybody has a voice in the community, especially LGBTQ people. Given the fact that, you know, with the world events happening, it seems that our community is more suppressed, and therefore we have to sustain our voice and be heard.
Chris Hamill, also known as drag star Sandy Joint King, came to Vision 2025 for exposure as a performer and to support the queer community. He says while lately there has been a lot of hate directed to his community in the U.S., he intends to remain strong in his identity to support others afraid to do the same.
As we hear with stuff in the high schools right now, kids can be mean. And especially the policies happening in the United States right now, that's not something that we should ever be carrying over here. We see how much of an absolute terrible storm that is right now. There is no need to bring that into Canada. And I know it's hard because we're in rural Canada and there's a lot of people who don't have the education. They don't know a trans person, they don't know a queer person, and they think these ways that trans and queer people are taking over the world and are ruining their washrooms and are absolutely taking over the minds of their children. We are not. We just want to exist. We want the same rights as everyone else. We want to be able to walk into a doctor's office and be accepted. We want to be able to walk into the washroom and leave the washroom and be able to pee. It's, I know, mind-blowing stuff I'm saying, absolutely mind-blowing stuff, but it's something that needs to be happening, and someone needs to say it, because or else they aren't gonna hear, and they probably still won't hear, but that's why I gotta just say it a little extra loud.
Lindsay Jowett works with young children and came to the event to push for more support of young people confused about their identity. Jawett herself struggled with finding support when she was younger and knows how difficult it is to feel alone.
In my professional life, I work as the site lead for a child care group working with kindergarten and school age children. And we've found over the years that there have been a lot of children who have absorbed really negative messages about LGBT people from other places in their environment, including the internet. And I've noticed over the years that having inclusive and supportive materials in my classroom really helps promote safe and equitable environments. And I think that when we look at Minden Pride, we're often looking at adults or older youth, but I also think we need to look at how to support families from the very beginning. On a personal note, I'm asexual, aromantic, but I didn't know those terms until I was in my 20s, so I spent most of my youth going, something's different with me than with everyone else, and feeling really unsettled and not right. But then when I was able to find the terms that helped define me, I realized I'm not the only one feeling this way, and I found a community, and it was really empowering to know I'm not alone.
Chris Hewson, co-chair of the rebranded Pride in the Highlands Planning Committee, said he was thrilled with the energy and ideas that came out of Vision 2025. He's excited about what the future holds for the organization and how it will support its members here in rural Ontario.
I'm feeling incredibly energized, wonderfully inspired, and to be completely honest with you, daunted. This is an enormous list, and as the community continues to ask more of us, we want to show up and show out and be the people who can make that happen for them. But as I hear so many wonderful things, great ideas and suggestions come through, in this crowd, but also in the year that I've been a part of the organization, the thing that continues to resonate for me is the lack of resources. We need more support. We need more boots on the ground, volunteers to make this happen. We need more donors and sponsors, which allow us the creativity to do all these wonderful things. And we also need the support of our community to look to us and, sometimes when we feel like we're not shining our brightest, to come and help us shine for everyone else. So, I'm feeling incredible right now, and I'm very, very happy with the turnout here at the Vision 2025 Town Hall. We have always been here and we will always be here. But the idea of pride as an antithesis or opposite of shame feels particularly important in rural communities where we can so often feel segregated or siloed and lack physical connection with other people. Safe spaces where we can show up and be our full selves, where we are allowed to be exactly who we are, and we don't have to apologize for that, because we are your community. We're your neighbors. We work and live and play in the same playgrounds and communities that you all do, and so we are a part of that. So when I think about the nature of Pride and how it is that we've evolved from a casual picnic and protest with something particularly hateful into a cultural pillar that is, now recognized as one of the largest cultural festivals in Haliburton Highlands, that journey has been marked by the bravery of so many as we continue to, carve our paths forward and, stake a claim for ourselves as we proudly take up space in the world and are happy to do so as we celebrate along the way with everyone. So, yeah, it's a big journey.
The rebranding of Pride in the Highlands will include a new logo, website, merchandise, and social media channels. The plan is to host events in all four Haliburton County municipalities throughout the year, rather than just during Pride Month in June.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.